This is Crick Info Audio.
Welcome to Crick Info Audio. I'm Amit Verma. It can't be easy to be the captain of a side that's just lost four one-day internationals in a row, and the disappointment was palpable in Rahul Dravid's voice when he spoke to the press after the fifth one-day international against West Indies at Port of Spain. Here's how it went.
Obviously, disappointed as captain, what would you say are some of the major things that caused him here to lose?
Yes, disappointed. I think we didn't play up to potential, so that's a disappointing thing for us. I think we've outfielded in the tournament, without a doubt. After the first game, I think the West Indies fielded better than us. I think it showed. I mean, some of the games were quite close. Even today's was, sort of quite close, the 20, 25 runs. And the West Indies sort of made that up on the field. I thought they fielded really well. That was an area of the fielding, an area of a game that we prided quite a bit. We came here and I think we didn't do as well as we would have liked. I also thought the batting on the slow wickets, I think we sort of we just couldn't get sort of the little extra runs that we needed through the series, batting on the slow wickets. I think probably those are the two key areas, the fielding and probably the batting in some stages of the game which probably let us down.
You're a proud man, you don't like losing in any city you play for 10, 14 years. You've lost a series or won this series. How much will that carry you into the series, even with your experience?
Well, I think it's, the question of us bouncing back. I mean, we've got to fight back, we've got to bounce back. We've got a lot of pride in the group and the team. And, it's a lot of, in the last sort of couple of months, it's actually been our one-day team that's, bounced back for us a lot of times. They fought back for us and kept us going. So, I think here's a chance for the test team now to correct that. And the one-day guys haven't had a great start to the series. So, it's a good opportunity for the test team to come back. It's not nice to lose, but there are lessons that we learn from this and we'll gain from this. And we'll have to keep going onwards. I mean, there's no point getting emotional and at this point of time. I think it's important to be a bit clear about what actually went wrong and how we can go about correcting it.
In 2002, you won the one-day series, just lost the test series. Mm. Maybe you could help flip here, you think?
Yeah, it'd be nice. That'd be brilliant. It'd be nice to win a test match here after 35 years. We've not done that, and we're really keen to do that. We've got some quality in the team. People who can win us games and people who can win us test matches, both in the bowling department and in the batting department. So we've got the quality. It's going to be a question of execution of those skills in the four test matches. It's going to be quite a long series. So it's going to be a question of maintaining that consistency right through the 5 weeks that lie ahead of us.
Rahul, you spoke about being outfielded throughout the game, that they were the better team. Can you put a finger on a couple of reasons why maybe that was true?
Probably our throwing hasn't been as good, in the deep. Probably our throwing hasn't been up to scratch, and today they sort of really took our arms on and did really well. I don't know. It's hard to pick a finger on it because we've probably worked quite hard at it. After a while, we work quite hard. So it's just something that probably happens. We've got to get better at. We've got to correct, and that's something we need to look at if we want to be competitive against good teams. Then these 20, 30 runs make a huge difference, So probably we haven't been able to get, once the ball has got soft and in these conditions, these sort of wickets are probably going to be 240, 250 sort of wickets. I mean, that's probably going to be par for the course. Today I thought Viru batted really well. We were off, we were batting really well, and Taylor came back and took those three wickets that probably changed the game. I think that was the probably turning point of the game. It's always going to be tough for the lower order batsmen, so we needed a couple of batsmen to go on till the end like they had yesterday. We failed at that. We kept losing wickets at regular intervals in spite of maintaining a good healthy rate. We haven't been able to rotate the strike. In some ways, even in the last game, if you look at it towards the end of the innings, we've struggled to rotate the strike, find the gaps, and that's probably put a bit of pressure on the guys to then play big shots. So that's something we need to get better at in these slow wickets, turning the strike over, rotating it.
Rahul, since you took over, have you seen a worse collective performance
than today's?
Well,
we came back well with the ball. It's probably in the last couple of games have been the toughest games in terms of the way we've performed. I think since Sri Lanka, probably I'd agree that these two games at the back of the series have been probably our most disappointing games.
Rahul, just one question.
Was it the focus of this team selecting the test squad? Was it the focus of the test squad selecting before they started this one-day series? The reason why I asked that question is because looking at the bowling of Wagarkar during this one-day series, I think he's been one of the best bowler, one of the best bowlers during the one-day series, and he's not going to be in the test squad. I'm a little concerned about that, so that's the reason why I asked that question.
Well, I mean, in terms of selections, I really not want to make a comment on selection. We were here when the teams were selected. There are selectors, and you know, it's an area where I'm here to lead a side, and I think going into areas of selection would probably not be advisable. You know, these are the same boys who've done really well for us. So, you know, being emotional and saying now these boys are not good enough, I think is probably not the right reaction at this point of time. You know, I think we'll have to be a bit patient with them, and definitely we need to improve, we need to get better. But you know, like I said, I mean, you know, one of the areas we've been outplayed on is fielding. So you know, you've got to consider that whenever you're looking at people that if you want to bring in or if you want to, you know, look at changing your squad. I think one of the key areas you've got to look at is the fielding department. Does it strengthen your fielding or does it weaken your fielding? And you've got to ask those questions very seriously, because that is what's actually costing us games.
Will you help? Do you think that the World Cup plan?
I mean, it's probably too early to say that we've got a set plan for the World Cup at, you know, 8 months to go for the World Cup. So this, all these things are, you know, a good learning thing for us. I think we'll take some experience back from this. We'll know what are the likely conditions, what are the conditions to play in. Probably we have the advantage of being the only team to have played in these conditions for a while. I mean, there's going to be no foreign tour after this. So we'll have some experience of having played here, and we would have learned something from it, from what kind of lengths to bowl, what are the lengths we're going to experience, what happens when the ball gets soft. So, you know, we'll sit down. I think, you know, once this test series is over, we'll have some time off, and you know, we'll put our heads together. We've already been doing that a little bit, but once the time comes for the next one day series, we'll put our heads together, and you know, we'll have some ideas on how to get better. And yes, I mean, I'm sure this experience will help us. I mean, definitely Sachin's a player of quality. You know, he would have added his experience in these conditions, and his bowling would have also made a difference. I mean, you know, there's a ideal conditions for someone like him, but we've done well. You know, I think we've not, like I said, we've tried not to focus on individuals. We try and keep you know, believing in the whole squad, and you know, it's there's no, because there are various stages when certain individuals will not be available for you, and it's, you know, it's better to try and get your thinking about the squad rather than worrying about individuals. In terms of the other question, they're disappointed. I mean, they've seen a lot of success. They're disappointed, but you know, there's a good spirit in the squad. I mean, they're very keen, and they're learning from this. You can see that they've realized that you know, things are not going to be that easy when they come back here, and there are areas of the game they need to improve, they need to get better at, and you know, there are a lot of experienced guys in the squad as well, and you know, there are some youngsters, but there is experience and youth in this team, so it's not just a young squad.
That was Rahul Dravid at the press conference after the fifth one-day international against West Indies. India move on to the test series now, with a practice game scheduled at Antigua on May 30th. The first test begins on June 2nd. You can follow the series on cricinfo.com. And for all our audio content, do visit cricinfo.com/audio. To send in your feedback, write to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.